Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting sixth. The DH, Benny Ayala. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dower scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey takes first base on ball four. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lozinski moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lozinski moves to third. Baines moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lozinski scores. Baines moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Ayala moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to third. Bumbrey moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-1 in the game. DeCinces hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. DeCinces moves to second. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roenick strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DeCinces moves to third. Ayala moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the mound. Palmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ayala hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower misplays the ball. That's an error on Dower. Fisk moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roenick. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Baines moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Orioles. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-3 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Benny Ayala. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. DeCinces moves to second. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Roenick hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Gary Roenick now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bumbrey strikes out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 4 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Molinaro reaches second base with a double. Bernazard moves to third. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Orioles. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molinaro scores. It's White Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Mike Squires. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Dave Ford now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Bumbrey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bumbrey. LaFleur scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Fisk moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Luzinski hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Ed Farmer now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 7, Orioles, 7. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Gary Roenick. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Crowley moves to second. Dan Graham pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham strikes out. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 7. The White Sox will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Dan Graham now catching. Len Saucotton now playing shortstop. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Baines reaches second base with a double. Jeff Schneider now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Schneider fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to third. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Graham and he is out, Dower applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-5 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.